Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This week on Pub Girls,
we talk Liz Hurley's Twitter,
the Cowboy Carter release, and Trans Day of Eastability.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pub Gaze,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers!
Yeah! That's a lot of babies. Two is too many.
Well, I told you guys that twins run in my family, and that
that's right.
All of my aunts on my dad's side had twins, and one had two sets of twins.
Good Lord.
And you ate yours in the womb. Yes. Yeah, obviously.
Yes, I was hate criming before I was born.
Yummy. It was grape Zappo flavored. It is wild. How are you guys going with your finances?
Oh my goodness.
Coming straight for the jugular.
Yeah, we're getting real. I'm currently paying off a tax debt to the ATO for several more months, and I'm looking for a new accountant. I set up a new business structure.
Oh. I'm proud of you for doing that.
So I am looking and ready to optimize my tax for paying less of it.
is that a legal term?
Yes. That is what I'm saying on the record.
In a respectful way.
Yeah.
I saw an article, actually, Charlie, you pointed it out, was running us through how much super we should have if we want to comfortably retire.
Yes.
Yeah.
By this age. And I got to tell you,
it's over
triple time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Triple times what I had. It's not good. And I'm also, I saw that and I said, you know what? This is going to whip me into shape because I've been pretty loose with my money.
It's not like you.
It's a Libra thing.
It is. And unfortunately, I went to a winery on the weekend that was called Cullen Wines. This is not sponsored, but
we
would be the perfect sponsees for it.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Cullen Wines. It was organic and biodynamic. I was going to say degradable. It's biodegradable. I'm shitting it out.
Vegan, gluten-free. Yes.
They had a wine called Diana Madeline. Princess Diana, Madeleine McCann, two of my obsessions. And they had a special wine. Like they have like this like a Supreme series. It's like $350 a bottle. And I had a taste. And it was $15. A taste. And it wasn't
I'm imagining
the only
like
taste
you know,
they had.
When you're at like an ice cream shop and they have like
the little
like,
scoop.
Like, the little scoop. It's like, that's what you had, $15.
They give me a ladle. And that wine is picked on one day of the year in February that is decided by the planets. They go by astrology, and that's how they like, because it's more based on the moon and stuff like that. But it's like they go by the astrological calendar, which starts in like March or whatever, because technically it's just the new year by astrology. But I was like, I'm obsessed. Cullen, Edward Cullen. Organic wine. I'm allergic to wine, so that's good.
Oh my god,
it has to be organic or I will get a rash. And also astrology, Diana Madeline, come on.
That
wow
is,
I was like,
the planets just aligned for you to have that taste testing experience.
Yeah, exactly. It is a Libra full moon, and I was like, that's why I'm so confident.
Oh my god, that's why I had my period.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. And only that reason. No other reason.
It's not like it's every 28 days at all.
What's your star sign again? Again, Charlie?
I'm Aries.
Ah, true. Oh, yes.
Oh, my
coming
God.
Up.
Wait.
Yeah.
Has it already been your birthday?
No. Next week.
Oh, thank God.
What are you doing?
Well, I need your help with this because I because it's comedy festival at the moment. A lot of our friends are down, which will be nice. So I'm thinking like maybe like do something during the day, like in the city.
Oh my God. Yeah,
but I need like a bar. Brunch. Like or somewhere that we can all meet. And I don't know what's cool.
Oh, Charlie. Yeah. No. You'll find somewhere. Yeah, you need like somewhere with a QR code where everybody can cover their own drinks and food.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Yes. The gears are turning.
Yes. Actually, it's next weekend, so we have time. So okay, great. Let it simmer. Right.
Let it simmer. It. There's a great place called Cullen.
Oh, my God. the like Jordan bar. It's like, you know those like adventure rooms where each one is like designed differently?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like
a
Jordan bar, but each room is like based after like someone who was murdered.
Oh my
like...
God, Jordan Bar, you should have a bar.
I should. Yes. That's what I've been saying. Yes. Come on.
Oh my God.
I should really change my last name to Star with two R's.
Manifest.
But I've never done it.
My thing's definitely going to be chalky milk, and so yours has to be alcohol.
Yeah.
If you start like a catering food business, then we've covered like the pillars of like.
Yeah, we could really, we could make the money we need in our super.
Yes.
If only we had a gay like events company.
Oh, we would fuck it up so bad.
We would. Embezzlement. Owing tax.
Scam
worse
artists.
Than me.
We would be Sue Sylvester in that thing I posted today about like Sue's crimes in Glee. Like, crimes that I'd never even heard of. And the thing that really got me was like attempted usurpation. And then underneath, usurpation. Like, she tried and then she succeeded.
She usurped.
We were speaking about the super. I found it interesting as well, the big difference between the expected super for a woman and a man in Australia. And then I was like, how are you processing that, Aurelia, being on binary? Are you like...
Oh, my God.
This doesn't apply to me.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I feel like I should be on a man's level just because that's how proud I am of, like, how hard I work. But also, yeah. I have absolutely not contributed anything additional to my super.
Yeah.
And
we need an NB option that's like down in the gutter. Like I have some coins in my pocket.
Yeah, it'll be like nothing.
And charisma.
Nothing, because they've always been like between jobs, freelance, unemployed vibes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, not me personally.
Yes, thriving. I mean, you're going to have the biggest super of all of us. I'm calling it now.
No, I was like actually thinking back to last year.
No, you are.
No, of comedy festival.
Fishing.
Like I was working full time last year and doing 22 shows.
Rip.
And this year I'm not working.
Yes.
But I'm only doing 10 shows. And it's been the lifestyle change I needed.
Oh.
I want to do even less in future years.
Yeah.
I was saying to Jordan just before you arrived how nice it's been this year. Taking a year off from performing is just generally nice for my mental health, but also not having to do the mega shout out to like 100 different comics on my stories.
Oh my God. I have to do it because people have been shouting me out and I haven't put anything together yet because I don't want to think about it.
I know. It's so hard because you're like, well, I've got to be part of this quid pro quo that we all take care of each other and rise up together. And it is nice and necessary. And I guarantee you when I'm doing the festivals next year, I will be back on that promotion shit for everybody else. But yeah, it is nice to just be able to be like, you know what? I'm going to go see some shows, have a nice time, but not be like manically a part of this festival.
Yeah.
Because it is a lot.
And you overthink it so much when you're in it, especially the posting and stuff like that. I'm like, everybody hates me. Everybody wants to kill me because of my social media presence.
Yeah.
If they had a chance, they'd fucking sniper me in the back of the head. But being like out of festival for the first time since 2015, I'm like,
bitch.
Yeah. Because I did a lot of shows before I did stand-up. And so I've been doing it for a long time.
I think I started 18.
Yeah, that makes sense.
15's, that's a good innings.
That was tough. And it was a bad play that I wrote myself. So I don't want to blame. But like you're like, oh, actually, I don't care. And like, especially having so many friends performing right now, I'm like, oh, it feels like everybody's at that Taylor Swift concert again.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, oh, it's just another pose. I'm like sort of barely seeing it in a way. I know that sounds bad, but I'm just like, if I don't want to look at it, I'll just shift through the story. And it's no skin off my back.
Like I feel like just a drop in the ocean compared to like how much stuff is going on. It's like, is my taking a mental health festival gonna fuck with somebody's
No,
it's fine.
And like nobody even notices, because when you think about like, oh, I'm not gonna do the festival this year, and you're like, my career is gonna slow down. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit.
Everyone's busy with their own shows.
Absolutely.
And a month is not a long time.
No.
It's not.
It's crazy. Having said that, go see Aurelia at the Comedy Festival.
By the time this comes out, there will be like 3 nights left. And then I'll only have to see other people's shows who've given me shout outs.
Yeah. I think that's fair enough.
It's funny how you'll just make yourself anxious about something though in this life. You know, like, oh, I get to take a month off posting. Now I'm going to freak myself out about that.
Yeah.
I'll freak out about that. Or like,
it's always something.
Mm.
I mean, the FOMO is real, but it's manageable. I have like periods where I'm like, oh, fuck, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I love drinking.
I miss that too. I can still do that.
I think the FOMO hasn't hit me.
Yeah.
The liver damage has.
I support that. I get behind that.
Mm. Have you guys seen JoJo Siwa's new song?
No. Is that what that weird like outfit she was wearing?
She's a bad girl, Charlie.
Okay, she's edgy now.
My God. I have like gone into her TikTok a few weeks ago just doing like what's JoJo up to, but I haven't followed up since.
It's very like can't be tamed era.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh yeah, oh, you're shedding your like kids entertainment image or you've done some naughty things and stuff like that. And it was exactly that. Like it lyrics are like, I'm a bad girl. I've done some bad things. And like,
it
still has this kid bop feel to it, but it's just like such a bad song.
Oh my God.
And the video clip.
It just happens to every like former child star that they have to go through the phase of like being bad.
Yeah.
Well, have either of you watched or read about the Nickelodeon thing?
Oh my God, I was trying so hard to watch it, but I couldn't find it because I'm not as good at...
I think it's coming out this week or tomorrow.
Yeah,
sort of
on binge. Yeah.
But I went and did the same thing. I tried to find it and I couldn't. So I ended up just like reading like summaries and discourse about it.
Yeah.
And,
summaries and discourse.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast about it as well. Yeah.
The title of my tell-all. Yeah.
Summaries and Discourse by Jordan Barr.
That would actually be a great title of show for you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's your verdict?
I have no take on it yet, other than it sounds really interesting and fucked.
I think it's a witch hunt. He seems like a nice guy. No, it sounds fucking awful. And it is just like links back to watching all the JoJo Siwa stuff kind of play out where you're like, yeah, of course she doesn't really understand life. Her childhood is fucked up.
Amanda Bynes.
Amanda.
I feel for Amanda so much. Like
after the discourse and
and the summaries.
the Nickelodeon.
Yeah, of it all.
Yeah.
It's just we're seeing it time and time again. But there's always going to be people pushing their kids into literal stardom.
Well, but don't all three of us now wish that our parents had done that to us? Because when I was a child, I was like, Mom, why won't you put me in a position where I can be famous?
Whoa. See, I feel like you have the mental fortitude to endure it. I feel like I would have got immediately messed up.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't have come out the other side. Like, I would have been like, I'm a gardener, but I'm like naked and like running in the street. You know, it just would have left me completely.
I'm sure there's like a gardening service where you can be naked, like naked cleaning and you could make bang.
You could do that. Yeah. I used to get like that with my mom. I'd be like, why don't you put me out there and do stuff? And like in hindsight, I'm like, thank God she didn't.
Same. Yeah.
But I think my mom's more of a stage mom now, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, so every so often she'd be like, and what do they think? And did they, has anyone, who's come to see your show this year?
Oh my God.
Are you getting good feedback and stuff like that? I'm like, Mom, I'm 30.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Yeah. And but, no, the feedback's terrible. Okay. Is that what you want to hear, Mom?
I went through this phase in like year 7 or 8 where I was just like, because I'm so not sporty. I'm so uncoordinated. And I was like so uncool as well to not be fit and sporty. And it was probably like a bit of body dysmorphia as well. But I randomly lost it at my mom for not forcing me to play sport.
And she was like, blame the mom.
I tried. You wouldn't do it. Yeah. I once got out of PE by telling my teacher that my mother had left us.
Did she give some lesbian friendly sports at least?
No.
No.
I just had to do acting classes on a Saturday. There was like literally nothing that they could do to get me to. And if I was involved in a sport, I would fake an injury. I would fake my parents getting divorced. I would fake somebody dying. I would sit on the side.
Yes.
And I'm like, why didn't you make me do netball? It's like, oh, because you're a psycho. But it's wild. And I think the JoJo Siwa stuff is interesting because everybody's bullying her because it's a bad song.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, I'm kind of like, we have to stop a little bit. bit because one day there's going to be a doco coming out mm-hmm. where she's like gone yeah. through the hell and it's like yeah. everybody bullied her.
But maybe this is the like...
I mean, that's what happened when we were all bullying Princess Kate.
Oh my God, we need to talk about that and retract so much of what we've
I
said.
I retract nothing.
I am so sorry I said she had a BBL.
Before we get into Kate, I do feel like with the JoJo thing or just in general critiquing celebrities, there's definitely a degree where it's like, that's too far. But there is sometimes like that nice Dua Lipa thing that happened where there was that famous video that she had dancing like really terribly in some yeah. film clip or some performance. And the top comment was, go girl, give us nothing. And that's where that came from. And that became such an iconic moment that yeah. she went off for the next couple of years, trained the shit out of it. And now all of her film clips are fucking incredible.
She's
and her dancing's amazing.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like the push that she needed to be like, you know what? I need to put some effort in.
This is true.
And if you're just going to give us slop, flop songs, JoJo Siwa, well, maybe a little bit you need to be like, you know what? I can do better than this.
Yeah.
That is fair. We do need feedback.
But hopefully yeah. she will...
Except us.
Never do it again. Yeah. Quit music, quit dancing. Go off the grid, JoJo. Like, yeah. you need time away from that phone and tattoo shops, please.
Yeah.
Well, she's since been seen since that sleeve moment with no sleeve.
Oh, my
so
God.
It was just temporary tattoos.
Oh, thank God.
Just like... But even funnier, I'm like, did you sit
so
there with a damp cloth?
Yeah.
For every single one?
Yeah, probably. Her assistant did it.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. That's true.
Let's get into Kate. What the fuck?
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Imagine you are in hospital going through cancer treatment and then your family does the worst Photoshop job in the world and then blames it on you. I would file for divorce so quick.
Yeah. If the divorce 100%. Worm is... aren't true, they certainly are now.
Yeah. Like, why didn't Will say he fucking photoshopped it? Why yeah. was it her?
Yeah, or just they could have just left it like they usually
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Just blame the maid. Like,
yeah.
what?
Yeah. You know, yeah.
It's like...
Come on. Know.
And I'm sorry for speculating a little bit, but it also is that the thing of like, I don't know if what my taxes pay for since we've talked about them, but I feel like it kind of goes back to the royal family.
Yeah.
It's got to, like, they're our landlords.
Only like something yeah. like that. So, I mean, I paid for the knowledge.
Yes. A cab, but the, yeah. but it's a K and it's Kensington Palace.
Yeah.
And they really put us in a corner and like they need to look at themselves. They need to have a little JoJo Siwa. Yeah. JoJo Siwa.
They need a new PR because like yeah. how could you make the news of somebody having cancer so unlikable?
I'm actually not going to apologize for speculating.
Oh, neither.
They forced us to and this is a lesson for them.
Yeah, yeah. So
and
true.
They went out of their way to drop the ball so spectacularly. There was nothing that the world could do other than watch in bewilderment and be like, what the hell?
And as if Charles didn't do that on purpose. From everything we've learned from The Spare yeah. and every doco that's come mm-hmm. out, that guy lines everything up. He didn't want people talking about how he's got prostate cancer because he still feels weird about his butt. And it's like, grow up. So he's like willing to throw Kate under the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
Such a freaking mess. I hope she is well. I have seen some conspiracies that even that video of her in the garden wasn't real.
I've seen them too.
Yeah.
I kind of want to believe just because the frenzy that was the internet for those couple of weeks was unlike anything we've had in years.
Yeah.
And well, I miss that.
That was actually a fun time.
Yeah. I miss it. Like that week with the Wonka.
Oh, yeah.
Willy Wonka.
Scam thing.
Yeah. And then Kate. It was just a nice time to be online for a minute.
It was.
It was beautiful seeing it align.
And this week, it's popped back off again. All the memes are all about Cowboy Carter.
Have you listened?
Yeah, I've listened to the whole thing a few times.
Yeah, same.
Non-stop.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I hated country music before this.
Oh, really?
Welcome,
I mean,
baby.
Like, I would have been like, oh, whatever. Like, I would change the radio channel if I was, you know.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
there
yeah.
even country? There's not country music station in Australia, is there?
No, there's a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're right. just not. They're just not for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah
they're
yeah,
not for
yeah,
me
they're,
either.
They're
to
just
be honest.
Not playing Cowboy Carter.
No,
yet.
Yeah. they're not.
They have them blocked.
What's your favorite song?
Oh, there's so many.
Top three.
Oh, Yaya. Is
that Yaya.
Right?
Yaya.
Yeah. Fucking bop. Her like opera in Daughter.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah. She is singing the house down.
Yeah. Do you think that Bodyguard, which is one of my top three, is about her bodyguard, who she's rumored to have an affair with?
If you'd asked me this 48 hours ago, I would have said no. But now, yes.
Yes.
What's the tea?
Okay, so Beyonce's bodyguard, his name is Julian or Julius. He's been her bodyguard since 2008. I was watching all these TikToks with like iconic moments of them together, and like people now recognize him when he's at concerts and stuff and are shouting out to him. He's 6'3" or 6'4". He's from the Netherlands. He's taller than Jay-Z. He's divorced. He has a daughter. Oh. And yeah, that's all I retained from the gossip.
Yeah.
Just cash.
I did, and I have nothing.
You've given me like a full like police report. Like you're like, he's 6'3", his blood type is AB positive. This is his credit card information.
Well, you might need to know this in case the queen is in danger.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, who's bodyguard?
Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce. I thought we were back to the royals.
My queen. The real queen.
Camilla.
Yeah.
Camilla, what?
Oh my God. No.
Camilla doesn't need a bodyguard. Camilla is Charles's bodyguard.
Yeah.
I read somewhere. I saw a comment that said that they were cousins, but I never followed up on that. That's not true.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, then they're
also
fucking.
That's the least of our problems in Hollywood. Like, if they were fucking in cousins, it's like, you know, it would be like the 10th least interesting thing going on right now.
It also wouldn't surprise me if word got back to Beyonce that people think that she's having an affair with the bodyguard, and so she releases a song called Bodyguard that's like so sexual, so hot.
Yeah.
I love that. I love Bodyguard, Yaya, 16 Carriages.
16 Carriages. Oh, my God.
Which now feels even better in the context of the album. 100%. Like, how it flows, the way that she's sort of incorporated all the songs into each other, I just was so blown away.
And it's so nice having an album experience where there's no skips and everything, like, flows into each other. And I'm, like, looking forward to the next song based on the transition.
Levi's Jeans is another one I'm obsessed with.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and the Miley one. Fuck, there's so many.
Oh, my God.
It's so good. Miley and also Ariana Grande's recent release, like recent album, is incredible too.
I haven't given it a go yet.
It's really great. It's just very heartbreaking. But it is like, it's so nice to see these huge stars keeping the art of the album alive. Because it's album listening. Like, in a world where like singles are like everything, or like people are releasing like 6 different versions of the same song just to stay relevant in the algorithm, it's so nice to be like, oh, we're all just going to sit down and listen to an album. And it kind of might encourage people to do that with other artists too, which is cool. And special shout out to Dolly Parton's little moments in there.
Oh my God, I cackled when I first heard it. I was like, Dolly,
I hear you got problems with a lady with good hair. Well, I've had a few. That is very funny.
I'm getting, is it Willie Nelson to say K-U-N-T? Wow.
I find that so soothing. I like feel like lighting up a massive joint.
Yeah, like even lighting the lighter. Yeah. The sound is so satisfying.
Yeah, there's nice incorporation of just random sort of ASMR-y sounds into the whole thing. Yeah. Like I think she uses Dolly Parton playing her acrylic nails.
In Jolene, that's where she got the... Oh, wait, 9 to 5, she did that.
Yeah, and she has, there's this like clip of her playing her nails, basically, and using it as a sound and singing to it. I think Beyonce has sampled it. Just like little touches like that just so take it to the next level. So thoughtful.
It's so good. And it is like a whole lot of samples as well in there that are so great. Yes. And that's what like, because this is part two of Renaissance. Yeah. And the whole theme throughout Renaissance and this is like sampling and like going back and like
the
Renaissance, like bringing things, new light to stuff, which I think is so good.
But now I'm scared because Tamara has put this in my head. She was like, okay, what if part three is like her retirement?
I would be shocked. I was like, stop saying that.
Shut up.
Before she comes here to tour?
Like, what?
She wouldn't do that to us.
No, I hope not. But I'm also like, what is part three?
Rock.
And like,
it's rock baby. Of
or do
course.
You think it's like pop?
Or it could be
really like it could be R&B.
Yeah, like heavy. Very 90s Destiny's Child.
Well, maybe, but I feel like what she's doing is taking historically black music forms that have been... people like forget that they were originally black, Whereas I feel like people know R&B was started that way. Whereas rock, people have lost touch with that.
Yeah. And country has been so reclaimed. And her relationship with country is fucked because of like people fucking losing their minds when she performed at the Country Music Awards. And her bringing the chicks on stage with her as well. Just to be like, just by the way, fuck you. Beyonce does jazz.
Spiraling already. Something that was really cute. Scat. Oh my god.
See, this is why we should do it.
I was also watching like Miley Cyrus when she was younger in interviews talking about how excited she was to see Beyonce at awards shows. And then she was like, my mom always tells me, think about what would Beyonce do? She's my role model. And I just had this massive moment of like feeling like so proud and so happy for her. Yes. Because imagine getting that call.
Oh my God. As a huge Miley stan, and like I've been enjoying Miley's renaissance recently. Yeah. This is just sort of like the creme of the crop for me of like that duet. The harmonies are just insane. Someone tweeted, Beyonce really brought a blonde wig to the studio and said, you're going to Hannah Montana tonight, bitch. And she 100%. Hannah Montana'd all the fuck the way. It was just so good. And I'm obsessed.
Mm. I'm also laughing a lot at some of the memes and stuff coming up where they're in Beyonce's Jolene, which is like, I can understand why you're attracted to my man. And then it's like the most unflattering photo of Jay-Z.
It's like, no.
Yeah.
Nobody wants him.
It's like, oh, yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I love it. I think it's very, it's just exciting.
It's so good.
So you haven't listened to Ariana yet?
No.
I would give it a go. I know that Yes And wasn't great as a debut. I'm like so shocked that she chose that as a single, but maybe that was just her being like, leave my SpongeBob.
Oh my God. But he's still so,
he's still there. The album's called Eternal Sunshine and it's like,
of the Spotless Mind?
Well, it's based off that. So the video clip for We Can't Be Friends is Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind. It's her trying to delete replace the memories and stuff like that. And it's so like, I think her performance in it is really beautiful as well. But the whole album is just her essentially like going through a breakup and grieving that loss and everything. And it's just, it's so funny because that initial song, I was kind of like, it's nice. I'm sure it'll grow on me. It never did. And then We Can't Be Friends came on and I was like, oh. But I also heard this sound on TikTok that I can't singing where it's like, I didn't think that you would suck my pussy.
What?
Like, you know how they do that? Where it's I'll just add it. And then they were like, 16 carriages off my ass. Like, it's like a robot in there. And so that kind of changed everything.
Oh, the one that's like, Mr. Krabs. It's like, show me that crussy.
It changes everything. But it's really great seeing all this great music come out, especially during what is a very difficult astrological time.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Mercury in retrograde.
And eclipse season.
Did you watch the eclipse that happened?
Yeah, it looked hot. I was in my car and I went, big moon.
Yeah.
I missed it. I mean, I saw the moon. Is that the whole eclipse?
That's kind of it. It was just really kind of yellow.
Okay.
If you went outside, if you didn't know it was eclipse season, you would just be like, fuck, that's nice.
Yeah, moon's massive. Yeah. Big moon.
You've seen it before.
It'll be back. Cheese. Well, did you hear this week? Some scientists were saying that they've got this theory that the sun is conscious.
Stop.
Oh my God.
What do you mean?
What's their pronouns?
Now you guys don't believe in the stars. Okay.
What is
that's
it, like,
where you draw the line? These Libra fucking...
No, but like, is planet Earth conscious? I mean, I'd say so.
Well, Mother Earth, that's true. What are they? I'm imagining just the baby from Teletubbies.
I don't have the facts for you. I just have the title of the article, okay? I just have, what is it? The facts and summaries.
Discourse and summaries
about
the sun is alive.
The sun's alive and he is watching us.
Wow. And spitting.
Disgusting.
I mean, I'd love it. She'd be great. She'd be cool. And I do think the sun's a girl.
Yeah, same.
I feel like the moon's a boy. Historically. What?
To me.
No, the moon is a girl. Luna.
Well, in German, it's male.
It's masculine.
Yeah, it's masculine and the sun is feminine.
Oh, cute. I like that.
I guess like the boy isn't a sports boy. It's like a sad boy. Like it's an emo boy.
Yeah.
Bon Iver.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about Bon Iver in several years.
I think I'm thinking about him for the first time now.
Well,
and it's because he's the moon.
I've never heard his name said aloud until this moment. I thought it was Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Oh my God. Isn't he Canadian or something?
I don't know. Where's the moon?
Iver means...
are you about to tell us that Iver means moon? What's moon in German?
Mond. Der Mond.
Die Does it Sonne. Have like a male... Like, are there like male, female, like adjunct? Like,
yeah, every noun has a gender.
A form?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same in like French too.
Like, Spanish.
So it's like la or le.
Yeah, exactly. It's der, die or das.
Interesting. Are there any genderqueer planets?
Well, das is neutral. So we have lots of non-binary das Mund. Words. But it's der Mond.
He, him.
He, him.
What would it be, hair? Something. Oh, no, that's Mr.
Well, have you seen all the outrage about Joe Biden saying the 31st of March, which has always been transgender day of...
Oh, yeah, because it was Easter.
Yeah, but it fell on Easter Sunday and all the right-wing people are like, how dare you change Easter into Transgender Day? And it's like, babe, don't worry. Easter's not going to be on the 31st next year. It changes.
It changes.
Yeah.
And also, is the Easter Bunny not trans?
Yeah.
You're telling me
famously.
That bunny's trans.
Yeah. Also, someone was like, Jesus would have loved the transgenders. He would have been getting down with those dolls and turning water into monster.
Literally. Jesus loved a concert. Are you kidding? Yeah.
Also, input Ho herself, Caitlyn Jenner, said about that whole thing, being like, I wish that we could just celebrate Easter on a holy day, and I hate that the left has turned it into something that it's not meant to be. It's like, can you just shut the fuck up?
It's Caitlyn tweeted that Jesus had risen as part of that. Like, you know how everyone's like, he has risen.
Oh.
And it's like, you are so anti-pronoun, but the irony of you using he, him.
It's so silly, because it's also like, you could have just gone about your day.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people who go about their day ignoring Easter.
Sometimes it's really nice to shut up.
It's
I haven't tried it.
I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah. I don't think any of us have ever tried it, but I've heard great things.
Easter is a great holiday because you get chocolate and it's kind of a lazy day. Like, you're not expected to go see family. You're not expected, but you do get the weekend off.
Yeah.
But it's not like a huge.
Yeah.
Like, if you miss There's Easter no with your family.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. You don't have to spend money.
The only reason that I knew that it was Easter weekend was because my dumpling place, which is open every single day of the year, it was closed on Easter. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I genuinely had like shivers. I was like, this has never been closed in 20 years. What is going on?
You had withdrawals.
You were starving. Yeah. Nothing to eat in the house. Like the panic
shop. What
can
I do? And I was like, oh yeah, it's Good Friday.
I don't fucking get why everything's closed on Good Friday. Even on Christmas Day, things are open for half a day. Why is Good Friday still
so sacred? I don't know.
But he didn't even do anything that special on the day. Like, we can all die.
Yeah. It's the coming again that's special.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, some of us can do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
At the drop of a hat.
You need a rabbit for that as well.
Yeah.
I got a lot of time for Jesus. Not for his religion, but I'm like, seems chill.
Yeah.
You know what I watched for the first time yesterday or the day before? Sister Act.
How
what did you
fucking
think?
Good is it?
I loved it.
It's amazing.
I hadn't seen it, but I was like, oh, let's watch that because of Jesus and all. So, yeah, I loved it.
Oh, that's so good.
So, next chance I have, and I'm not doing shows
Have
at
you seen
night,
number
I'll
two?
Watch, I'll watch number two next.
With Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, my
number
God.
Number two's even better.
Okay.
It's one of those rare things where the sequel is just as good, if not better.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like Shrek 2.
Yeah.
Exactly. Did you hear about the controversy around Sister Act the musical in Australia?
Yeah, I did.
It's a bit fucked up. Did you hear about this, Charlie?
I think I did. Wait, what was it?
It was weirdly like they decided to make it a press opportunity, I imagine. But the producers were like, they took out this like whole story promoting the fact that they can't find any people of color, specifically black people in Australia, to play these roles. Oh, and then there's off. All these like black women who audition being like, and who are really talented and really good singers.
Wait, yeah. Did they not cast her as black?
I feel like they're leading up to them casting someone from Broadway or West End in the lead role.
I
which
hate
is like,
when they bring people over here.
I know.
It's like,
you're like, we're full. I hate when they bring those.
Stop the boats.
Stop it. No more Broadway. No more Western.
That is where I draw the line. No, like, let us have our own scene here. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ.
And there were really talented people who auditioned for that role who were like, oh, you can't find anyone? Would love to drop in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I thought it was going to be something to do with the religious element because I saw this week. There's that new movie coming out with Sydney Sweeney called Immaculate. It's like some horror thriller.
Oh,
she's like,
cool.
She's like a nun or fighting nuns or or something like that.
So don't see the tits at all.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what a wave!
I know that rack that is destroying the
woke culture.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's blowing up about it. She loves her tits. Let her show them off. I know. You know,
those holy.
But also, like, has there ever been a time when we weren't aware that she had great tits? Like the moment I've seen Euphoria.
Genuinely, I wasn't.
I mean, no one's surprised.
Yeah, I don't notice breasts until they're like discussed. Like anytime someone is like, I have like, you know, big breasts or small breasts, or like they will have like camaraderie about that, I'll be like, oh, I didn't even register.
Yeah. You're like me too.
Yeah. But yeah, she had this to promote the movie. She like met with like real nuns and was like sitting in a church watching the film with them, and they were like either side of her, and it was like watching these like really graphic, horrifying scenes, and it's like the nuns being like, oh my god, no, tell me that you don't, tell me that you don't, and then and then they'll be like screaming, be like, Sydney, why'd you do it?
I love it. I reckon we're gonna see a resurgence in nuns. Yeah. I just wish there was kind of like an, I guess Northcote is what I'm looking for, but like a place where like women can find their own solitude and not have to deal with anyone else.
Yeah,
well, if they're anything like the nuns from Sister Act, I'm down for it. Like that, the one who's like shy and she's like the kind of like redhead one who comes into her own, and she's got an amazing voice. Yeah. And then there's Kathy Najimy, who's just like fucking shit up. Dame Maggie Smith, they're all just
incredible. And then she's hating on how small the room is, and I'm like, that's a nice room.
Yeah.
If this was a share house, that would be like $1,200 a month.
Please.
You've like got this new idea of like, I think I have a way to make stuff.
I'm gonna open a nunnery where you pay.
I love it. I'm gonna watch it tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, it's such a good
what
watch.
A gift.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in Europe going around to the walking tours and stuff, they would always pass a place. They're like, oh, this was a nunnery, and like there was one in Spain that was actually still functioning this way, where the women were in there and you just couldn't see them.
Like, oh my god!
They were like, and we like ordered baked goods from them, and it had to be like passed on like a lazy Susan that got like
had boards,
and so you never saw them, and like they weren't allowed to. They could come out like once a year, and it was like a 2 to 3 year thing that they did this for, and then they would go out back into the world and stuff like that. But like, there's all this historical nunneries where it was convents where no one was allowed to go in, and it was just these women, and all they could do was like read and bake and hang out and
be lesbian.
And be lesbian. And I was like, and Evie would be like, actually, get me to the nunnery.
I need to read some more. I have so many books to catch up
on. No one's allowed to go in, and it just has beautiful fountains and lovely greenery. Okay.
So much kneeling. My knees can't handle it.
It sounds perfect.
Yeah,
I reckon you get really like strong quads from all the kneeling and stuff and the chores, scrubbing the floor.
Oh, absolutely.
You were talking about going into like walkthroughs, and it reminded me when I went in Edinburgh, they have like the graveyard where J.K. Rowling took inspiration for a lot of the names of the Harry Potter series.
Oh, and she also took her dead morals.
She took the vibe of these people, and it was very uneventful. But, it did make me think about J.K. Rowling, who has been so fucked. Like, she's especially fucked the past couple weeks.
Fucking hell.
I'm off Twitter, so I miss a lot of for my mental health.
Yeah. Well, she's just literally, where do I begin with her lately?
Remember when she was so under wraps about it?
Yeah. Remember when she wrote a transphobic book under a pen name?
Oh, yeah.
I saw it at the op shop recently and I was like, who the fuck bought? You know, when you see a book at the op shop and you're like, I want to like buy it just so I can throw it away.
Yes.
Like, look at this. Like, literally everything that she's posting, like, as far as I can scroll, it's just all about like.
Oh my turf. God. Did it just say first it came for the women?
Yes. And it was definitely theys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
First days came for the women.
Oh, get over it.
I know.
Women can still exist, you stupid bitch. Like, clearly, you're fine. Good Lord. It is just like, they're the kind of like women who like post about like, do you remember when Trump won? I don't know if this came across you guys because it's a very me sort of thing, but Bette Midler. Who has said some like bad things online, but she posted something and it was going around for a while. And I saw some people sharing this where I was like, read it again, where they were comparing, Bette Midler shared this thing that was like, women are modern history's N-words. And then it was like, they've been abused, they've been this, they've been that. And I was like, what about black women? This, like,
I remember, I vaguely remember this.
What?
It was it was like a classic thing where people just like saw it and were like, I resonate with that. Or like, it was white women just being like, oh my God, that's so true. We are just like black people.
And they were like, I'm ready to be discriminated against. Just waiting for the opportunity. They're like, I would love to be a hate crime, actually. Yeah. Just so I could.
I am gagging for it.
Fuck.
You trying to figure out how to fix it, Charlie? You just went somewhere else.
Yeah, Charlie is like, we're going to do this from the ground up. I mean, it's legislation.
It does feel like that a little bit sometimes with this kind of shit where you're just sort of like, when does it stop? Like, when do we get to the point where we have a nice status quo where we're just like, okay, there's equilibrium now and we're all just sort of like accepting.
Yeah. And like, I could never, I'm so unbothered by what other people do as well. Like, unless they're harming someone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if you go to church 7 days a week. Like, I don't care if you're straight and you have 20 kids because you don't believe in birth control. Just don't make it my problem. Like, just let me do what I want while you do what you want. And the whole idea that like everyone has to do the exact same thing in order for the world to function is so stupid. Yeah.
And I've been seeing stuff about people from decades ago. And it's like, we've gone backwards, like, in a lot of places. Like, I think it was, like, there was a trans woman who was, like, awarded, like, Woman of the Year in, like, the 60s or something like that in, like, the UK. And it was just her talking about, like, it's a real honor to be taken so seriously in my field. I think she might have been, like, a scientist or something like that. And there was an article that was attached of the time, and it was, like, she transitioned from male to female and was like using kind of like old timey understanding of what it meant. But it wasn't like negative. It was just they didn't have the terminology. So they were a bit kind of blunt about it. But they were supportive.
They were like, she's a woman now.
Yeah. And it was just kind of like, and that's her thing. The vibe was just so low stakes. Whereas now it's like both the left and the right are becoming very high stakes about these things. And for good reason, because it's like we have to talk about it. You know, violence is happening and things are becoming so extremist and like, you know, the radical right is becoming so radical.
Yeah, it's hard because it's also like, what can I do as an individual? And oftentimes you just don't know. I like feel so like helpless and like.
It's also like kind of is like a lesson in sort of the way that homophobic and transphobic people react to things has taught me to sort of like slow down before I react to stuff immediately as well, because I think that they just jump like this whole Dylan Mulvaney thing that's been going off on TikTok.
Oh my God.
So funny. Well, it's not funny for Dylan. It's awful. But like, she's released this song, which is bad. It's just so another bad TikTok influencer who's released a bad song and it's fine. And it's like, we go out and we go shopping and we do this and we do that. It's like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, I know.
The day in life of being a girl. It's like,
yeah.
I've listened to many of Ashley Tisdale's songs.
I know.
I've come across this before and it's fine.
Yeah.
And some
or like
people,
early Katy Perry or whatever. It's like, what
celebrity
hasn't had some kind of song that's just like the finer, simpler, more shallow elements of something?
And also we're living in this world online, especially where anyone can post anything and somebody is like, that does not relate to me directly. Yeah. So it's wrong. And it's like somebody posted a take that I really resonated with on the song being like, well, I love Cardi B's wet ass pussy.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm a married woman with a child. Doesn't mean I'm popping my pussy in the street.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
At the club 100%. Or like whatever. Like I can still enjoy that song. Not every song about womanhood needs to include every single version of womanhood.
Yes.
And like even down to like, you know, even just the simple things you share online that you think nobody's going to react to, especially on TikTok. You can just post anything and somebody's like, well, can you make that recipe like, and it's like a bean soup recipe. I'm allergic to beans. And it's like, just scroll to another fucking recipe. Yeah, it's not
you
like,
just can't have this one.
Yeah. Like, why do you hate me and like, my yeah, child?
Like, yeah, like just scroll. Like just find a song that you like.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And I've seen some people being like, and it is transphobic people who are posting this, but like a lot of women TERFs coming in being like, well, there was like a line in Dylan Mulvaney's song, like, I love like going for a walk with my friends. It's like, well, Dylan, what do you think will happen if you walk down the street at night alone? And then like a lot of people being like, well, as a trans woman, probably not.
Yeah, historically, like, not great things.
I don't think that she's walking around confidently. So it's like, take a second.
Yeah.
Like, think about it for like one little bit. Anyway, it's very funny that Dylan and Kurt from Glee are doing concerts together.
Are they?
Yeah. They're 54 Below in New York and they're singing and performing together. And I'm like, go off. Have that a great time.
Oh, when you just said Kurt, I immediately thought of Kurt Coleman.
Oh!
Do you remember him?
Who,
interestingly, has a lot of bad takes about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, like such a pick-me gay.
Yes!
Somebody was like, he's a pick-me gay. I'm like, 100%.
He totally is.
But we're not picking you, babes.
Yeah, no. For those who may not know, Kurt is a influencer that kind of grew up making funny videos in Australia and that kind of stuff. And
like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And he would be like, I'm incredibly good looking. And just would post photos and stuff like that. And it was like kind of a bit, but kind of not.
Yeah. It's like he's vain, but it maybe it's an act, whatever. It wasn't an act. And now he is just sort of like giving like weird opinions about like the queer community or trans people.
He's like,
this kind of
I don't like rainbows.
Yeah.
And it's like nobody who's not a baby gay likes rainbows.
Yeah.
But when I do see a rainbow out and about, it makes me really happy.
And
like a flag.
If it's
like
not for you,
flag.
Then it's not for you. But if it's for someone, then it might mean a lot.
Mm. He's very much taking part in like purity culture as well. Like he's sober, he's like eating clean and he keeps posting about that. And I think that is feeding into his like hatred of whatever's going on. And it's also like I heard this line in another great podcast called If Books Could Kill, another great one just like this one, but like just being like, oh yeah, when they're lining everyone up against the wall, they'll definitely protect you.
Yeah,
like come on, bro.
100%.
Whose side are you on?
It's that thing of like you can spend your whole life trying to be palatable and they will still hate you just as much, so you might as well just be yourself and lean with the people that love you.
Yeah. And you'll have so much fun. Yeah, like it's literally so fun to be in a nice community.
Why is it always like the most like Caitlyn Jennery kind of people where it's like,
absolutely.
You are
put
like
them all in a room together and make them leave.
It's
I
like,
don't know.
Republicans
are
gonna love you.
I don't know. While you're there, go. Yeah.
Go in this room and then get out. It is very sad.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. You know, when you see people, like when I saw this Kurt Coleman video that was going around, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because it's just like, fuck off.
Well, speaking of Kurt from Glee, someone made me laugh so hard being like, I love that Beyonce covered that Kurt from Glee song, Blackbird.
Oh my God.
I think the Beatles do have like some kind of like rule where they only lease out that song to only specific artists. And one of them is Beyonce and one of them is Glee. That's kind of like the two big music.
I saw this reel that was explaining that Paul McCartney wrote Blackbird for the desegregation or the integration of schools in the US. So up until the 60s or 50s, and also in Australia, segregation meant that schools were segregated by skin color, essentially. Water fountains, toilets, movies, pools. And finally, it was ruled as unconstitutional. And the Blackbird song was something he wrote when he was seeing the Little Rock Nine, which was nine students who had just recently been integrated into the school. They should have been able to go to all along. But because of racism, they were attacked. Like, people were spitting on them, like throwing things at them as they were just trying to go to school. And they literally had state troopers escorting them to school.
Fuck.
The images of that time, like I can see this, like, I remember her name, but she's a little girl and she's just walking with her school bag and her lunchbox and she's got state troopers with her, and the, like, hatred coming from everybody on the street just, like, screaming at her.
And I feel like those pictures are often in black and white, so you think it's, like, a long time ago. But if they were colorized, you'd be like, oh, that's someone's grandma's age. Oh, you know.
So it was written for a black woman, that song.
Yeah, like for the
kids.
Well, that's so nice. Yeah. And I love that she's brought other black singers onto the song.
Oh, my God. When I heard their voices on the first listening, I was like, oh, my God. If that was me, I would be dead right now.
I
would be so happy.
Yes.
To have, like, a solo, basically.
Ah,
it's on a Beyonce song.
It's like listening to Honey. It's just so nice how they all meld together.
Now, on that song specifically, I don't know if it's just because I use Apple Music. I don't know if it showed up for the Spotify simps like yourself. But
the sellouts.
Oh my God, what a read.
Jodie Mitchell's back on it, so am I. but the fact it came up with, like, Beyonce, another artist, and then it said Britney Spears. I was like,
oh my God.
This is like, I'm pressing play on the first track. And I'm like,
yeah.
And she's featuring Britney Spears too. And I'm like, nobody is talking about this. And then it's like,
oh, it's Spencer.
It's Britney Spears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
So ready to hear, like, yeah, black words.
Well, maybe on act three, it's going to be
Britney.
Yeah, Britney.
Yeah.
So funny.
Imagine.
Yeah. Imagine. No, that's John Lennon of the Beatles. And that guy can get fucked. Sorry. Are we up to our pop or flop?
Yeah, let's do it.
I have a pop for this week. It's something we all need to do more. Wash your fucking car.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my God. I vacuumed.
Don't come for me.
I vacuumed my car. Because, you know, sometimes you have this, like, feeling of, like, I need a new car. And, like, my bank account is saying no.
Yeah.
My partner's saying no. The dog is saying no to a new car. But I'm seeing, like, new cars. And I'm like, I should have one of those. And then I just cleaned my car. And I didn't even clean it that well, but I'm like, wow.
It's incredible.
This car is new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's new to me now.
Frame of mind.
Yeah.
That is
highly
huge.
Recommend.
Yeah.
My partner, Kayla, just cleaned their car the other day and they've been putting it off for so long, which is so funny because our dead dog's hair was all over the backseat.
Oh,
it was like, finally, and like, it was like getting, like, it was like, it really does smell in here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I finally did it. And it was like also mixed up with, like, so much other shit. And it's like, I think we can vacuum. We also have a lot of her hair in a little snap lock bag. We can,
we can
say goodbye, but huge. And also makes the biggest difference.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next, I'm going to call and go for a service.
Well, I'm
so brave.
That is brave.
Because my aircon broke last month. I've been, like, just trying to go without it. But we've had so many stinking hot days. Mm. And it genuinely, like, you don't realize, like, how desperately you need that until you need it. And but now that it's getting cooler, I'm like, okay, maybe I can wait a little bit. But then when I got it checked up, they were like, oh, this will also affect the heating when you come to winter. And then I was like, oh. So I've got to, like, get this whole thing fixed.
Just wear a jacket. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Extra layer, wear a hat.
And I don't understand it.
Why is owning stuff so hard?
I don't know. It's so lame. I'm getting my car service soon and I'm trying to, and there's, like, no way I can be like, send it back and get me a new one because you fucked this up real bad.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying.
Yeah, solidarity.
We need to drive to this podcast recording every week.
Yeah,
so
things we do for you listeners, honestly, we get in our hell vehicles and we come here just to give you our opinions.
Someone give us a couple horses. Let's cowboy cart our way in.
Yes. Oh, did you see the one that was like act three will be Gaga as the Born This Way motorbike?
Oh my God.
It's like Beyonce riding Gaga.
Wait, have you seen the Japanese fan at the album signing dancing for her?
No.
Oh, I'll show you the video later. It's so funny.
Oh, like, God, I love
Beyonce was randomly in Japan signing albums and CDs with Power Records. Must have been the contractual thing. I don't know what, but there was this girl just like dancing for her and Beyonce is like smiling and nodding.
Yeah.
And she's not the best dancer, but...
Well, it's like the Billie Eilish thing. Have you seen? You know that TikToker or whatever that goes up to celebrities and like sings their songs at them? He's like, and, like, I can't tell if he's making a joke or not or being sincere.
He's gotta be. He's so funny.
It's hilarious. But he does it to Billie Eilish and she's literally like, no, no, don't. Mate, I'm not going to listen to you sing. I'm not going to listen. Like,
that's
she's
so
not
mean.
Having a bar.
I love it.
Not one bar of music. That is funny. I have a flop. It's pretty general. Speaking of wash your cars, wash your face. Why am I still getting pimples? God? What have you? I just had a lot of chocolate last week.
Oh,
and
my
now
God.
I have to pay the price. I had, like, I did have a lot of... Tony Chocolonely's 3 for $10 at Cheaper by Miles.
Fucking love Tony. You got me onto it. And yes. I've been having it since.
And I usually get stoned and go immediately to sleep, but I've been getting stoned earlier in the day and then staying up till I have munchies and fucking eating so and it is nice.
Yeah.
It does taste better.
It
tastes
good.
So much better.
You find textures in stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely. We should do a stoned episode one day.
Yeah. Just trying different food.
I don't know
why.
Just you guys
chewing.
Yeah, yeah.
20 minutes of silence and then us just going, God, it's good. Yeah. But I'm sick of it. I've been wearing pimple patches and trying to cover it up. And I'm like, isn't this supposed to end? You know?
I've been having problems with pimples as well lately. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just like damp kind of year.
It can just be fucking hormones too. And it's just like, it could be 1,000 things. And that's the joy of it.
Yeah.
So many possibilities.
It is a mystery. But I have recently started this, like, I think it's called Seraphil or some brand like that. And it's
Cetaphil?
Like... Maybe, yeah. It's like a foaming thing. It's like anti-oil. And
CeraVe.
CeraVe.
Is it the SA cleanser?
No.
Oh, it might be the Cetaphil cleanser.
Yeah.
For oily skin.
Yeah, for anti-oil. And it's amazing. And like, I've noticed like an immediate difference.
Is this your first skincare routine, Charlie?
Kind of. Yeah, for pimples, yeah. Like, exfoliate.
Because you got great skin.
Well, it's that thing where like men like do shit all, you know?
Yeah.
Like they'll just use a bit of soap and then like it's like the wife being like, why the fuck?
I know. I'm laughing at you being like, I've been using this cleanser. And we're like, Cetaphil, CeraVe.
Yeah. I'm like, if there's a cleanser under the sun, I've seen it.
Yeah. Like, I'll take a photo of it when I'm home and send it and you can give me the verdict. But for me, with my like very little skincare, this is done wonders. And I'm
it's perfect. I love that. I'll jump on that.
Yeah.
What's yours?
So I think this is a pop or maybe a flop. I can't tell, but Liz Hurley this week.
Oh my God.
So
what is she doing now?
Oh my God. So she made this post that was like on Easter with her nephew. And it was her. I'm gonna actually get it up because
she's the one where she's like cozying up to her.
Yes,
like their faces are really close together, and it kind of looks like he's her young lover.
She's got her eyes closed, and she's
smiling
quite a bit shorter than him. So she's like sort of putting her nose almost as though she's smelling him right up to his face in a very kind of sensual way. And this is the caption. Every sentence is more crazy than the last. Here we go. Thanking God today that my nephew Miles is with us for Easter today. His wound is still oozing blood, but he's alive and we're thankful. The knife men who stabbed him are still roaming around London. Perhaps around your loved ones. Happy Easter, XX.
Perhaps around your loved ones.
What?
It's actually insane.
Whoa! That is a classic older woman posts of being like, and also like, why are you trying to fuck your nephew?
And
people don't know.
And also he's been stabbed. And also, why are you like vaguely threatening us? Like being like, there might be a knife man at your family Easter.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that?
She's
love
been talking
Liz
to Holly
Hurley.
Valance. Is that a pop or a flop for you?
I think...
A flop for the action, pop for the discourse.
Yes. That's the discourse and summary of that. For sure. It's a flop in general, but pop
Lord.
For the hilarity.
I love discourse.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people are so annoying and the world is too much. And then that happens and you're like, thank God.
Yes. Should we end on that line from Yaya where it's like, and the petty ones.
It's like, You sounded like the Nicki Minaj Bigfoot song. Be like, and just so you know.
Yeah. Where she's like, because I'm a petty girl. I'm a clever girl. Why? Because I'm a clever girl. There we go.
Yeah. Because I'm a clever girl. Thanks for listening to Pop Gays.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Gays Pod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.